Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Carol Masser. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Mathematically, I think there's no question it's superior, because I believe that if you have a choice of getting $12 and still owning Dell, which I think has great potential, that ownership or that stub that you would still own is worth much more than $1.65. So I obviously think that our offer gives the shareholder a lot more than the $13.65 that Dell is offering.
That was investor Carl Icahn speaking earlier today to Bloomberg's Trish Regan. You can, of course, watch Bloomberg's interview with Carl Icahn at Bloomberg.com/TV. This is Taking Stock. I'm Pim Fox. My co-host, Carol Masser. We're talking about Dell. The company's shares trading 14 cents higher right now, $13.46 for Dell. Carl Icahn came out today and said that his offer for Dell is superior to the offer that has been put together by Michael Dell, the founder, and Silver Lake, a private equity firm. Here to help us understand more about this, Crawford Delpret, Executive Vice President, Chief Research Officer with IDC. And let me guess, you're coming to us from the Ring Central phone line, and you're in Boston. Are you in Framingham today?
I am back in Framingham.
You're back in Framingham. I have to say, it was great to see you at Boston South Station on Wednesday.
Absolutely. Great to see you guys.
Really. You know, all these years, and I had no idea what you looked like.
The mystery.
All right. So now, you know, after all this time of arguing who's going to take over Dell, it turns out that Carl Icahn has never met or spoken with Michael Dell. Do you find that odd?
Not particularly. I've spoken and spent a lot of time with Michael over the years, and, you know, he's never mentioned Carl. But, you know, look, this is a very, very scary set of waters that Carl Icahn's walking into here.
Why? I mean, why scary?
Well, because, you know, look, on the day of the deal, you know, he might be offering a better deal, but, you know, you're going to end up with a company that is, you know, potentially loaded up with debt, where it's still going to be public.
How much debt are they going to have? They say they have $13 billion in cash, but we just heard, for example, from Trish Regan, who said, you know, you got to be aware that a lot of that cash is not necessarily in the United States and available.
Right. Right, so you might be repatriating 9 that becomes 6, or, you know, again, so you know you're going to have some multiple of debt over where you are today. Now, again, as a private company, they'd be loaded up too, because they're going to use a lot of cash to pay out the existing shareholders. But let's just get down to brass tacks here, okay? The company needs to make a transition. How do you make a my question to Carl Icahn is, what's different in the future if you're still a public company and you have to quarter by quarter say things to shareholders like, yeah, we might get out of the consumer.
Well, he said the first thing is not Michael Dell isn't going to be running the company.
And might sell the PC business.
Fine. Whether it's Mark Hurd.
Right.
You know, whether it's Mike Capellas. You have to still transition this company. This company has to go through a significant metamorphosis at a faster rate than they've been doing it. Can they still do that as a public company under Carl Icahn's plan? History would suggest it's really tough to make these kinds of transitions.
Crawford, I find it fascinating that this company that so many folks had written off because it's so dependent on the PC sector, that all of a sudden there's all this interest in it. And from someone like Carl Icahn, what's the real value in Dell here?
Okay, the real value in Dell is the services business, the enterprise software business, the IP rich companies they've been buying, like Compellent and Equalogic, which are dealing with very complex problems around storage and storage management. This is where the value is. Carl Icahn, you know, kind of like the moth to the flame, has been attracted back to the PC business. And, you know, if the future of Dell is going to be knocking Hewlett Packard and knocking Asus over the head with a baseball bat to get the last nickel out of the PC business, I don't know if that stub's going to be worth a whole lot in the future. And that's really the scary part here.
Let's look at who's got the power in this relationship. Michael Dell owns 15.5% of the company. He's the biggest shareholder. The second largest shareholder, though, owns nearly 7% of the company, and this is Southeastern Asset Management. Carl Icahn today says that Southeastern Asset Management and him, his bid, is the one that he recommends that shareholders accept. So you got Southeastern Asset Management with 7%, Carl Icahn with now 4.5%. At a certain point, when does this get really, really nasty and you start getting these proxy fights and things? Because there are a lot of people that are just sitting with their Dell shares. They might have to make up their minds.
I think you're right, and I think we're getting to the precipice of those kinds of decisions where I think this all kind of turns into Michael Dell figuring out how to lever up the company maybe a little bit more to sweeten the deal to call Carl Icahn off.
Do you expect him to do that, to sweeten his offer?
I don't know. I would think that that will be the kind of discussion that is going on right now at Dell, and would be it looks like potentially something that you know Carl Icahn would say, look, that's what I want is a better deal for the shareholders.
What do you think's the better future for Dell? Is it a Michael Dell, or is it somebody else?
Look.
You said you know Michael Dell. You've talked.
Michael. I know Mark. Mark Hurd could do a great job with Dell Computer. The issue is that Michael does have a vision, and the vision is long term transformation of the company. He bought Perot Systems. He's bought a number of IP.
He's got a plan. Finally,
the plan. But the issue is you can't really do the dramatic things with that plan as a public company as fast as shareholders would like. And this is where I think that, Carl Icahn's on the precipice of stepping into technology quicksand here, because some of the stuff he's throwing out there, like, well, maybe Intel would want them, or maybe Microsoft would want them. The PC business was down 19% in the first quarter. Do I think it's going to be better in the second quarter? It might be, but it's still going to be down, okay? So the industry, the PC is going to be relevant. I agree with Carl Icahn, but the money in the business, it's not in the PC business as much as it's in the enterprise space.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not articulating a plan for them to go deeper into the enterprise. He's articulating a plan to maybe flip them to a company that who knows if anybody even wants them. So in my mind, Michael Dell's plan has a lot of merit and there's a lot of value there. But he needs.
We got to run, Crawford. Thank you so much, Crawford Del Pret over at IDC. You're listening to Taking Stock.
Taking Stock, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.